Amid protests across the country, a call to make payouts to victims of police misconduct much more transparent to the public. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. By one count, there have been protests in nearly 150 cities nationwide amid calls for justice in the killing by police of George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis. Some of the protests overnight continue to involve destruction of property and looting. We're leading this morning with the costs of policing and the costs of police brutality. Mark Morial is the president and CEO of the National Urban League, the civil rights and urban advocacy organization. He's also the former mayor of New Orleans. Mr. Morial, thank you for connecting.
Thank you for having me.
Now, across the country, we invest money in policing to make communities safer. I know you think a lot about additional ways to use money to make communities safer. It's not just policing.
Policing is a component of making a community better, or indeed making a community safer. Quality housing is important. Solid, strong infrastructure, good streets, good parks, good playgrounds, good libraries, good schools, good community centers that feel good, look good, operate well. People who have the opportunity to earn a good living when they work hard all day, that makes for a good neighborhood. And we've seen this steady but slow deterioration.
Cities pay out a lot of money in these police brutality cases. New York spent, I think it was like $230 million on police misconduct payouts in 2018 alone. Chicago spends a fortune. Small cities as well. I was looking at Long Beach, California, spent $30 million in a recent five-year period. And you'd think that the money that cities have to pay victims would incentivize more reform.
This is an outrage, and this is what I call one of the hidden costs of police misconduct, that cities pay out millions and millions of dollars in civil judgments. The public knows nothing about it. Many times it's hidden behind confidentiality agreements, attorney-client privilege. It's not discussed. And in some instances, I believe Cleveland is one, they've actually issued tax-exempt bonds. They're paying interest and fees through which they borrowed money to pay off judgments that were as a result of the consent decree that they were under.
Essentially, you're talking about police misconduct bonds. In other words, we need to borrow from people to be able to pay this stuff, and they route that through Wall Street. Yeah, I was reading about some of that.
You know, it's not like we borrowed money to build a new community center, or borrowed money to build a new library, or borrowed money to improve a school. You have cities out there borrowing money to pay off judgments because of brutal and corrupt police officers. One of the things that really struck me about the George Floyd case is that you had four officers seeking to apprehend a man for a, quote, violation involving $20. What kind of use of resources is it for four men who are probably, whatever their salaries are, but they're certainly paid, more than $20 an hour, four men to spend all of that time trying to apprehend and, if you will, ultimately taking this man's life, throwing him on the ground and handcuffing him. For what? For what? A $20 bill? Allegedly a $20 bill? Reform of policing is deep. It also means how you deploy your resources, where you put your focus. I want to see police departments put their focus on violent crime, put their focus on drug dealers and drug pushers, put their focus on things that really, really make a community unsafe.
Mark Morial is the president of the National Urban League. He's the former mayor of New Orleans. Mr. Morial, thank you for this.
Thank you for having me today.
We're also looking at the national database aggregating data about police misconduct. It is very incomplete. Also, municipalities can take out insurance to cover payouts when their law enforcement goes terribly wrong. Pressure from insurance companies has been shown to promote police reform. All that and more will be in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss it on the air. Businesses large and small have been targets when peaceful protests have turned destructive, and some company leaders are acknowledging the injustice driving the reaction to events in Minnesota. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
A number of major retailers have had stores damaged or have had to close locations. Walmart, Adidas, Nike, and CVS among them. Target, which was open during the pandemic shutdown, closed or curtailed hours at some 200 stores. CEO Brian Cornell said the killing of George Floyd had, quote, unleashed the pent-up pain of years. Apple, just reopening some of its stores, closed them again over the weekend. Several were damaged. CEO Tim Cook condemned Floyd's killing in a letter to employees. Amazon shuttered some of its Whole Foods supermarkets, and some small business owners looking forward to reopening were left pleading with protesters over the weekend to spare their businesses. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The key stock index in Hong Kong went up 3.4% today after President Trump said he would revoke that territory's special trading status, a sign the U.S. administration is now more inclined to challenge Beijing on its moves to take away the trading hub's autonomy. Here, the Dow future is down 22 points, a tenth percent. The S&P future is down 0.2%. The NASDAQ future is down 0.4%. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.